Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, I'm going to be speaking to Ella Robinson, also known as Els, and she is the lady behind the Après Ski Bands. So we are Après Ski Bands, is a boutique music agency specializing in the best live music in the UK, Europe and beyond. They are small enough to know their acts personally and large enough to offer a choice and variations for what any individual is looking for. They have bases in London, in the French and Swiss Alps. If you've basically been to a ski resort and seen the Après Ski scene, the chances are it was one of the Après Ski Bands. Their roster is kept refined so they can uphold the excellent standards that they are known for. Simply put, they only work with the best talents in Europe. I am also on their books. they organize the best gigs in the coolest of locations, and they get the pick of the bunch. They also only work with great, fun-loving people that reflect their ethos and standards. An Après Ski Band is above all a mark of excellence. Els, mate, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, good, thank you. Life is good, life is busy, but I'm happy.
Yeah,
good life choices at the moment. So out here, and you know, despite everything and the madness that's gone on over the last 18 months, we've survived, we're coming through it, and we've got a really positive summer ahead.
So for people that don't know, you're actually based out here in Courchevel, so you're in the old mountains like me. And you are the woman behind the Après Ski Bands, you and Rich. And
and Erica, team of three.
Mustn't forget Erica. Oh my god, love Erica. Hello, Erica.
Sorry.
Hi, Rich.
She won't mind.
You guys literally have the whole of the Alps on lock for bands and DJs. You are it. So tell us more about what you guys offer and what you do.
Well, our company started about 11 years ago, I think. Rich and Erica began Après Ski Bands, having run venues, owned venues, booked music themselves. Once they'd shifted from sort of Val d'Isère area over to Mirabel, they thought, wait a minute, I think there's a bit of a market here. We've got the same venues, just rotating the same people, but we can get people out on tour, we can arrange tours, we can look further afield, we can go into different countries, and it's just sort of grown organically. And I've been with the company for 5, coming into 6 years now. I was a teacher in a former life. I was a special needs teacher. And I loved, usual thing, I love the kids, love working with the kids, but I was ready for a change after 12 years. I needed a new challenge. And it was great to meet Rich and Erica via a mutual friend of all of ours. And step into a world of music, comedy tours, because that's another thing that we offer over here. And just as time's gone on, my role within the company's just grown, and I love what I do. I love what I do because my dad was a pro musician for a while. My grandfather was a pro musician for a while. My brother lives in Canada, semi-pro in a funk band. And I've grown up just with music around me and seeing the hours worth of prep, practice, scales that have just gone into every single day and every single performance. So as much as I don't perform myself, I feel that I can honestly speak for the voice of musicians and anyone that I'm booking a gig for.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. We work with hotels, we work with bars, restaurants. I work with all of our clients for private gigs like birthdays, weddings, festivals, if they're arranging a festival sort of like in their own garden or slightly bigger thing and they want a range of people to come and gig. And then we do bigger things like Peace Bash Festival in resort. We work with Courmayeur, the Momentum Ski for City Ski Championships, which you know very well because you had your own massive DJ booth
Yeah,
that was
oh my
lit up for
God.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
unreal. I had my lights in like I was in the middle of this, like what I would call like a big kind of television screen, and I was like flashing my name, Lady Eliza. Honestly, the best
Yeah.
promo videos and pictures have come from that.
Yeah. I
So
put one
cool.
of those out again recently when it should have been the City Ski Championships and like, when do you remember when this happened? There's been a lot of that recently, but we're making new memories now, so that's all good.
Oh my
But yeah,
God.
we cover a whole range of things. It's almost like you've got to get your elevator pitch down with what we do because we cover so many things across Europe and in the UK as well. Sometimes people don't quite get what we do, but essentially it's if you want some music somewhere, tell us and we can arrange it. And do you want a local musician? Do you want someone who's specifically French, so it's only French songs? Do you want a DJ? Do you want someone to be gigging till 4 a.m.? Do you want someone who is well known, high caliber, etc., in the world of high caliber? You know what I mean? I'm not, not dissing anybody else, but just like, bigger names, let's say. Yeah.
Big names.
Bigger name DJs and musicians. We can arrange that. We can make that happen too. So it's brilliant and it's exciting and there are boring days, but that outweighs your days when you're absolutely run ragged off your feet and you've got an event going on or a festival. And you don't touch the ground, feet don't touch the ground. So
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
it's
You
brilliant.
guys
I
are.
love my job. I'm privileged.
Yeah, you do.
You're privileged.
I mean, I've been privileged to meet you on a new number of occasions, and we're always catching up. But I think, you guys are like the ultimate agency. You can do ultimate music agency, really, for booking bands or DJs, UK or Europe or across the world. You will do the whole shebang. And I think when people probably ring you up and they're like, "Oh yeah, I want a DJ," and you're like, "Okay, cool." So there's a whole load of questions, and it'll be like, what type of DJ? What time do you want to play? What's the age of the crowd? What's the venue?
Is
What's
there a
this?
plug?
Yeah, is there a
That's the
plug?
base. That's quite a baseline one. I get brides occasionally saying, "Oh, we're getting married by a lake, and we'd like the band to play there." I'm like, "Right, if you've got a couple of plugs." Well, no, it's just, and the word just, it's just no. Let's take the word just out and let's work out what you need and when you need it and how long you need it for. So,
Just isn't 300 meters, like
you just need a really long extension lead that's waterproof to the max. Yeah. I could
if
maybe love
anyone
the grass. Well, it might be damp. No.
no if
So you've
anyone
got
can
to be in at
sort
least
it's you
40. Yeah, exactly.
that's it
Exactly. We just have
how
to make
is
things happen.
so obviously COVID with the music industry, I know from my own personal background that pretty much we've all been unemployed for the last, well, quoting but unemployed for like the last, I can't remember, we just said like 15 months, 16 months, 18 months. It's been ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
March,
So
May, June. Yeah.
how is that, how have you guys had to evolve moving forwards to kind of compensate for the last year?
We've utilized the time to get extra pages on the website, for example, and really making sure that SEO's hot so that we've got people are typing in where they're getting married and what they want, and we're coming up there because we can do that, we can deliver that. Utilizing the time to prospect, to get our faces out there still, not just go quiet, keep things on social media, keep, ooh, what's going,
Keep
keep, yeah,
present.
just keep our name out there. Yeah, keep present. Quite a few people have said to me, "Oh, it's been really nice to see this because you haven't just sort of faded into the background and logged off, as it were." We worked with one of our client venues over here, the Terrasta Village and Mirabel Village, to put on three stay-at-home festivals, and we had like Akil, the MC from Jurassic 5, he gave us a little recorded intro and shared a new track that he's released on that. We had comedians. We've had other comedians on there offer a little something, just a little bit, a little skit or something that they wanted to share with us. Again, just, you know, people that we've worked with for years that we've got really good relationships with, that are just helping us out, and you know, we want to help them out. And just everybody's names out there. DJ Format, he did us a
Wow.
special sort of mix set, which was really, really special. Matt's such a lovely guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, really, again, I think, like we said, we're boutique, we know everyone personally. And because of that, we only work with people that A, we get on with and we trust, and B, that I think get on with us and like us too and trust us.
Yeah.
You know that when you're booking someone to be performing at someone's wedding or a massive, you know, après-ski party on the slopes, that is those holiday makers, that is their like memory, that is their main Thursday of their week. So Thursday
Yeah.
always seems to be like one of the biggest days,
The
doesn't it,
big
in the
deal.
Alps. Yeah, exactly. You want someone that's going to A, turn up, because that's quite important, B, get on well with the management of the venue that you're working with, because you know, yeah, we represent one another, and
Yeah.
see, they're going to just bring that party, or if it's a five-star hotel, they can be as invisible and just as
Yep.
beautiful as they need to be, because yeah,
Background.
sometimes that's also a requirement as well. So yeah,
Yeah,
need
it
that
definitely
mix.
is like a team effort, isn't it? Because I know that you guys have booked me on various occasions, and you know, you turn up because you are, I'm representing you, I'm working for you, you're working for the venue. And I think it's kind of, you know, back in the
Technically,
day
we're
that,
working for you,
yeah,
actually.
okay,
We're you're our client, really. You know, we're finding you the work.
yeah, that
And
is
the
true.
venue's our client. So yeah, we're like the middle person. So
Yeah, but you know, you need to step it up, and you need to come, and you need to be professional, and you can't get wasted. Although, you know, a few drinks here and there is not a bad thing, but it's
Yeah.
gone are the
Some
days of
venues
it.
do enjoy that.
Yeah,
They like it when the
exactly.
band go crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that's their prerogative.
Yeah, but it's you know, I think the benchmark's quite high out here in the Alps for musicians and for DJs, and you know, because you are performing to people's holidays and their memorable experiences, and you know, they expect a particular standard. And I've got some friends that, you know, play back in the UK that would want to come out here, but potentially might not be good enough. You know, they just don't hit the criteria, and it's important to have all of your stuff together and to, yeah, to be the best that
And
you can
also,
be out here.
yeah, and that's it's hard because you're not just thinking, oh, well, I'm a DJ and I like I don't know, I like funk and that's all I want to DJ. Like
Yeah.
that might be your absolute passion,
Yeah.
but we would say, can you perform to an international wedding crowd? So that's any nationality at any age group. And Eliza, you always smash that with one of our venues in Zermatt, who absolutely love you and have wanted you back on numerous occasions. When
Yeah.
you've got 1 minute you've got a group of 18-year-olds coming in who are dripping with money and you know they
Oh
click their
God,
fingers
yeah.
and they want whatever it is, and then you've got a group of you know 60-year-old German guys who are on their ski holiday
Yeah.
and they want to hear whatever it is, their particular bit of rock or whatever, and you've got to think, right, I've
Yeah.
got maybe one track in between these to merge it, but
Yeah.
you keep everyone happy. It's yeah, it's
Oh
about
God.
keeping that client happy, isn't it? As
Yes, well,
well as
it's not
feeding
about
your own
you.
soul a little bit.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
definitely
it's not
not
about you.
those type of bookings are 100% not about what you want to play. I mean, my heart and soul is in drum and bass, and I could, you know, forget it for those type of venues, unless somebody, you know, the latter end of the night requests a little bit of drum and bass, then I'm like, it's the best night ever. However, the rest of the
I've got
time, you
this.
just, yeah, you're like, you know, rock and roll, 80s, 90s. Everyone loves a bit of Bon Jovi. If you can cut that out when this for the sing-along bits as well, smash it back in, the crowd is yours. But it's not about what I want to play, it's what they want to hear. And it's, I think it's a very,
And doing research as well, like what were the top five reggaeton hits in 2013 that will please this group of Brazilians that we've
yeah,
got coming in later on in the evening?
I could actually
So
answer that question for you. I've got that playlist, mate. I've got the crate.
you have got that great.
Oh, so funny. I was looking through that the other day, the Zermatt stuff. I was trying to do a little bit of like music, trying to just sort out my music folders. And I was like, oh, do I keep this? Do I not keep this? I was like, better just keep it, like just in case, you know? Because once you've got the stuff, you've got it, haven't you? But yeah, I mean, who knew bachata was a genre? Not until I went to Zermatt.
Bachata.
Yeah, it's like really slow, like in between salsa stroke Latino. Like they get the full on dance going, like the
bachata. It sounds very onomatopoeic, doesn't it?
Sounds like a cocktail, doesn't it? But yeah, they get the full blown dance. Everyone stops and grabs a man or a girl, and they dance in the middle of the nightclub. I've never seen that in my life before. Like,
that's amazing.
Amazing.
That venue in Zermatt's a bit of quite a special one, isn't it? Because you go and you'll
so funny.
Rock up, you park, and they come and pick you up, and then they take you to an aircraft hangar, and they put you in a little electric taxi that looks like it belonged to Prince.
Yeah.
Sort of furry and purple on the inside. And then they drive you to your accommodation, and then you're gigging for like 6 nights on, 1 night off or something.
So ridiculous.
Crazy o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get a bit of skiing if you've got the energy. You can go out on your board or whatever.
Yeah, I like it. It's really good, actually. I really love doing the ones that are just before winter, because actually the last few years I've worked in Zermatt for you guys at that hotel, it's been the same bands every year that come. Like, so every year I get a new set of bands once a week, so I normally do a six week stint, and every week is a different band, but it's the same band. So I'm like, guys, it's like a massive catch up week.
It's
like,
oh, yes,
see you in Zermatt next year, like
Yeah, I know. Oh, let's get back to that, because it's such a when we get to go and visit the venue as well, and you have that conversation with the manager and you know, checking in how things are going and what they want to improve, or who they want back. It's great. It's nice to do that on the ground thing, and then I think people can see, they put a face to your emails, which is I love doing that. We had a tour around some wedding venues yesterday with some wedding planners we're working with, Hope Weddings in Chamonix, and just finally meeting these people I've been emailing for a couple of years now because of COVID, couldn't meet them last year. So yeah, just for a moment pulled my mask down and said, "This is me, by the way." She said the same thing to me. Yeah, so I did that in a couple of places. So it's lovely. It's lovely. That's a real privileged part of the job. I've loved going, sort of, you know, you look at our gig list on an average winter season when there isn't a global pandemic, you know, rife. We'll do about 3,500 gigs. We'll program about 3,500 gigs across the Three Valleys, Zermatt, into the UK, festivals, residency stuff. And I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
3,500.
Yeah, to go, sorry, to 3,500. So, you know, you might be doing, again, on a busy midweek, busy midweeks gig in the height of the season, there could be sort of 20 odd going on across various resorts. So I'll have a look and I'll think, okay, right, teen, how many gigs we got in teen today? Right, that means I can get a lift with that band.
Yeah.
And I can go and take some pictures at that venue, give them a bit of love, bit of promo, meet the manager. And then while I'm there, I'm going to nip over the road and go to that place because so-and-so's playing there. And then on the way back, I'm going to get them to drop me off for an evening gig with whoever in that hotel, and then get a lift back with them. So it's, you know, you get to hit up a few places in one, and it's a long day, but it's a very satisfying day. And you've got some really lovely promo of live gigs, happy punters, happy managers, happy musicians doing what they love.
You've got like the ultimate job. And for people that don't know, like a winter season's like 5 months, give or take, beginning of December till the end of April, maybe beginning of November to the end of May if you include Zermatt, and three, you know, that's a lot of gigs. And I know the bands and the other DJs that work for you quite closely that are over in, you know, Three Valleys, they're sometimes two gigs, potentially three gigs a night.
At New Year, if we can, you know, the likes of those bigger festival weeks or special occasions, Christmas, New Year, well, you know, I think we've had one person do about five gigs in one night before, like an hour here, going to the next place. But and then you've got to also be watching people, because it's such, the Alps is such a, it's an amazing place. And I was just overwhelmed. I've enjoyed coming to France a lot as a child because my grandparents retired over here. So I had sort of 15 years going to their lovely little village in France. But you come, you know, slightly side to the Alps, and it's just overwhelmingly beautiful. And then such an extreme place as well, and everyone goes, I think they go whoosh, you know, with excitement, and I do the mum bit a little bit by just saying, just look after yourself, drink your water, just
keep
steaming your voice if you're a singer or something, because you just got to watch yourself. You get whipped up in how amazing it all is and can be exhausted quite easily if you're not careful, I think. So it's doing pastoral care as well.
You say how amazing, you mean how many parties there are, basically. And then it's skiing in the day and it's the lack of sleep. And I see bands that come here, like, and they come like completely fresh faced at the beginning of winter. And then by the end, they are like a shadow of their normal self. Gaunt, skinny, tired, still trying to sing the same songs. And you're
going to get a haircut.
Looking awful. And you're like,
gravelly.
And then you never see them again. Whereas the ones that have kind of, you know, I mean, everyone has a crazy season, the first season they're out here and whatnot. But the ones that are here year in, year out are the ones that are kind of like pacing themselves. And you know what's going to come, especially like those Christmas, New Year's Eve weeks is that, I mean, it's unreal mental. Forget seeing your friends or your family or whatnot. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Or if you have, if someone comes out to visit you, you're like, well, I only want people visiting me if they're able to
drive,
speak a bit of French and sort themselves out. And if I can meet you, I will, but be prepared for that dinner to be cut at any time, because if we have an emergency, someone's ill and we've got to replace somebody else, or I don't know, a car breaks down. That's always you have to emphasize to people about make sure your vehicle's ready and snow ready and like snow tires, not just like a all season tires for, you know, that the UK might think is okay. No, you need proper snow tires for this place. So it'll be really interesting. I hate bringing up the B word, but it'll be interesting to see what happens next winter with regards to UK musicians and DJs being able to come out, because we love doing the tour thing. We love, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks when they'll come and stay at the property that's part of the business on like their, it's like a hostel sort of basis.
Yeah.
And we get to offer them, good price accommodation for where they are, so they're not, you know, being absolutely ripped off in a chalet that's just been rented out to them for 2 or 3 weeks, but yeah, we're still just sort of waiting to see a little bit about what's happening with that, because I think the way it's going, it's looking like if you're coming over from the UK, you need to be signing up with a French contract.
French
registered accountant. So you're either on, if you're working for someone that's got French contract, or if you're just coming out for a short stint, then you're still going to be paying your French tax on those earnings, which is going to cost more. So it's not going to be
as feasible used to be. I do wonder with the whole the Brexit malarkey, whether, I mean, I just got my carte saisure through the post like the other day.
Same here. I feel like I've won the lottery.
Yeah, me too. And the card arrived. Yeah. So I went for my interviews ages ago. So anyone that doesn't know that, if you're living out here, you have to have a carte saisure, which basically shows that you are paying tax, you've got healthcare, you've got insurance, you've got carte vitale, you've got somewhere that you're living. That basically you're in the French system and you are paying for it, because you live here. So if you want to work here, everybody needs to either have that or be set up as an auto entrepreneur, which is another kind of self-employed French version, basically, or you can get a French contract. But if you are, you know, if you're coming out to do a season or coming out on tour, getting a French contract's very, very difficult. So then, and then also you've got the whole 90-day thing as well, whether they'll drop that. Surely they just can't make it that difficult for people to come out of the UK. Unless they want to keep everyone in the UK. I don't know.
It's,
I'm not.
I think it's one of the worst decisions ever to be made in the history of the UK. Oh, I definitely voted to remain. But that's the way it is. That's happening. And we're just having to work with it now. It's like, well, we've been upset about it. We've moaned about it. And we've just got to find ways to make things happen now. I think that's the best way I can describe how we're.
And maybe like an influx of other people from other nations that, like, you know, maybe more German DJs will come across, or people from Ireland, even. It's quite funny. Or, you know, France, Spain, Italy. Like, it's just going to make it work.
Equally,
we'll make it work.
Yeah, the Brits that I know who have had that sort of, they've had the foot in both countries for so long, they've finally had to make a decision, which is really hard when you're enjoying the privilege of that club of Europe, you know, and all the, you know, the healthcare that comes along with it, etc. But yeah, I think some people have just made a decision, and then because of what's happened with the pandemic, they've then been entitled to more support from the government. And I think that's been a lot more generous in France than it has been in the UK. So,
oh my God, yeah, just
swings and roundabouts with all this horror.
But yeah,
yeah, it's definitely made a lot of people, yeah, decide to stay.
Yeah, I think so. Making people jump through hoops and get their shit together, basically. If you didn't have it together before, you've had to get it together now. And that can only be a good thing moving forwards, and only a good thing for the people that are here, that are paying in. I think, you know, you need to make it, you know, people had to make a decision. They have. And let's onwards and upwards. Whee!
Yes.
Team France. Exactly. Here we are.
Yeah, I know. Vive la France, indeed.
Vive la France. Indeed. So what? So if somebody wants to come out, so if somebody wanted to come out and get on your agents, get within the agency for any type of gig out in the Alps or in Europe, what's the criteria that you? What do you need from somebody if they were emailing me? Say, hi Ella, I want to come and play in Meribel. You're like, right. What should that email contain?
From the beginning, I need promo because I'm. You know, get that promo sorted because as much as I love you and I might love what you do, I've still got to sell you to a client. Someone has got to look at your stuff and go, oh, they look great. I want them to come and perform in my venue because that'll be really great for my business. So that needs to be really strong. We get a lot of like people who are, you know, just desperately trying to pull together a bit of promo to show me what they can do, or you know, we might ask to see, okay, you've got a really great Rocky video, but I need, if you want to maximize the amount of gigs that you can get, we need something that's very chilled and, as I said, a bit more 4 or 5 star hotel-y, mm-hmm. where you can be a bit more invisible. So having that option of a more chilled set as well, so a nice bit of variety with what you can do.
Yeah.
And we get people, you know, they sound great, but they're in some sloppy old t-shirt and they've got their washing behind them, she says, speaking to you in on a Zoom call with her washing behind her.
Looking your friends. Cats
there, washing there. Yeah, we're mates, that's fine. But, you know, again, you sound lovely, but I need you to look sparkly because, you know, a manager, again, my sort of knowing things from another angle as well, feeling that I'm representing the client and the musician, my fiance is general manager of a massive après-ski venue on the slopes, and I know what he's looking for and how busy he is also sometimes when he's booking in gigs or thinking, right, we're going to do an extra one because the weather's really nice this afternoon. He's got maybe 5 minutes, or he's even on the bar, you know, trying to just help out with something if it's gone crazy. Yeah, he's on the phone, he's looking through a bit of promo, and he instantly needs to see or hear that, yeah, I'm gonna take a risk on someone if it's someone they're seeing for the first time, or if that promo is strong enough, they'll see immediately that will be right for their place. So
yeah
sometimes we ask for, you know, quite a few different sort of videos from people and DJs as well, specifically with, you've got, like, you love your drum and bass, I know you've got your drum and bass mixes online, but I also know that I've said to Eliza, we've got a wedding who's interested in you. Can you show me like a classic wedding in mix?
Because playlist. Yeah,
couple mix. Don't want, well, some couples might want to go mental to drum and bass, but others might not want that for their wedding day, so they need to see a bit more variety. So again, just having that accessible, all on the website, nice bit of blurb about you,
elevator pitch basically about you, which is your bio. So bio, videos, various mixes, good photos.
Yeah,
I think it's always
show
key.
Me how diverse you can be. And if you've got any sort of more international songs or French songs, for example, then that goes a long way, you know. People want to hear that because we're in France. So yeah.
I think that comes down to doing your homework on, say, you guys, like, you know, where like, see what type of venues that you've got on your website, and then look at who's playing there, look at whether you fit there or you fit there or you fit there. And then if somebody was going to email into you and say, hi, I really think I'd be great, you know, they could even throw it out there and say, hi, I'm such and such, I think I would be really great fit for this venue because of this. Here are the links to this record, or here are the links to this track, this video where you can see me and my band or my DJ playing in a very similar venue. We've also done weddings. And you're like, oh my God, you're ticking all my boxes now. Like,
exactly. And normally in a summer season, Rich and I will plan a showcase where we go back and we'll go back to the UK and we'll see as many bands as we can over 2 days performing, sometimes in a couple of locations as well, which this summer has just not been possible. And with question marks still being over the coming winter for what people are going to be able to do, because heading into what was going to be the previous winter, most venues were reducing any band gigs down to duos and solos, because if it was all seated, they need people to keep, you know, a bit of crowd control in there. That's tricky. So yeah, we'd normally see people over in the UK doing our, being part of our showcase, and then having that conversation with them afterwards, seeing how really up for it people are. Rich will tell you about all the brilliant things that are happening over here and what you can do. I'll be Captain Bring Down slightly and say, you'll be exhausted. You've got to lug all of your stuff here. Have you got the vehicle that is, you know, ready, that you think will pretty much be managing to pull itself up a steep mountain road at 5 a.m. if you're, you know, coming back at that point. But yeah, equally it is brilliant. So it's also, being, if people are over here in the Alps, I love to be able to go and see a gig if I can see them firsthand doing a gig again, because everyone who's on our roster, we've seen, we know what they can do. And so if a client specifically wants something, I can, you know, go through my little book in my head and go, I think all these people will be suitable for you. So any type of gig that you might have coming up, you can speak to someone and just say, can I play for half an hour for free here, because I've got someone who wants to come and see me. Occasionally we will also try and get people over to Marybelle, where we are, and speak to some of the venues we know and just say, look, if they come and can give them a bit of food and give them a meal and they perform for half an hour, because we'd like to see them. So we've done that before as well. So
it's cool.
Hopefully it's being able to see people firsthand, as well as having all of that promo in place, so we know that you're match ready for being presented.
That is it. It's all about, you know, putting your best foot forward, I think, and like you say, being match ready for what is probably going to be the most hectic but amazing, strenuous, stressful winter season touring of your whole life. And you know,
which when you've done it will be the most rewarding and wonderful and exhilarating thing that you've also experienced. I'd say.
And especially if your band manages to stay together by the end of it. I mean, who knows what you can do afterwards.
Living together, sleeping in the same space for that long.
It's a travel. Really
intense relationship, isn't it? But
it's amazing. So what's so this summer you guys are booking, and then booking for winter, you're on it. You're on it like a car bonnet.
We are. We've actually had, we've already got a couple of venues that have booked up specific artists that they already know they want for the entire winter 21-22, which is great.
Amazing.
That is amazing. It's a really nice feeling to see that next year's gig list starting to get filled up with that. This summer we've been on people from about sort of February time. The summer's coming up. Obviously, should the C word shut us down again, then then we can cancel these. However, if you know what you want, let's book it in now and get it done. And some people have been great and been ahead of time. And other people are, for example, last night I have someone say, it's our opening night on Friday, who's available? I'm like, right, okay, here are. Luckily, these people are still here. I know you love this person and this person. So yeah, they can be in your top two. We're taking bookings and it's lovely. Crans Montana tourist offices that we're working with, for example, like Marybelle as well. They're booking their stuff in. Maribel have some festival bits as well.
Weddings are starting. I've got a lot of weddings got put off to this summer, and then been put off to next summer.
There's a few question marks here and there, but there's we've got a couple, and again a couple of last minute ones that are just coming in, so that's really, really lovely. Really lovely to be seeing, knowing that, you know, that works there for the musicians as well as the bar or the après-ski venue that's, you know, summer also as well as winter. And because Marybelle's on the, I'll talk about Marybelle specifically, but Marybelle and Courchevel, but being our local area, I think because of the promo we got from Tour de France last year, it's an even more desirable place to come to for cycling in the winter, in the summer, excuse me.
Summer,
I'm not a, not too bothered about cycling, but even I am very keen to hire an electric bike and do the track that takes you up and back to the Courchevel route,
Ronnie,
and back down through Maribor that, you know, that we saw the Tour de France cyclists take last year.
Wow, it's just
an extra feather in our cap and really proud of it.
That's so cool. You guys got mountain biking over there, do you, in the summer? I've never been over there in the summer. I've only ever been in the winter. Like, and when I've been in the winter, it's been like knee deep in snow. It's never been when it's like, it's always snowy.
We've got so much on offer. And a lot of my friends will take their kids on holiday to the southwest of France. And I'm like, just do the same amount of mileage, but our way, the other, round Paris the other way, and come down to us in the Alps, because we've got everything that they've got, but we've also got mountains.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get a lovely bubble ride up to a mountaintop restaurant, which is just the most magical thing. I even get excited. I pretend I'm in a Bond film whenever I'm in a bubble, but seeing my friend's kids come out and take a ride up in one of those to you know, get to their lunch destination is, it's pretty special.
Yeah.
Pretty special. So,
the mountains are beautiful in the summer. I mean, I love winter, and then you're like, oh, summer's unreal. And then you're like, oh, I love winter, but I also love summer. Like, it's the seasons are beautiful.
And then you get hooked, and then you do another winter, and then you do another one, and then you end up living here.
10 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
10 years later. We met on when you were doing DJ, you were doing the DJ tours, weren't you? I think that was the first night we met. You had Shaka Loves You.
So that was ages
ago. Jamie and Marty were out, weren't they?
Shaka Boys
over. The mountain. Yeah.
You sorted us out with a gig in Maribel, and then I got them, they were back over here staying.
Yeah.
And then
we Sully's Mountain Movers Night.
That was good. That was so much fun. I love those boys. Exactly. I see, do you know what? When I go back to the UK and I go to like festivals, I always see them. I always bump into them. I saw them at Shindig, it would have been a couple of years ago now, but and then I've seen them somewhere else.
And they're on Twitch as well, aren't they? You get their weekly
Twitching. Yeah. Twitching was a really big thing, actually. I never really got into it because actually I don't really have the space or the setup to be doing that. Mm-hmm. But it's some people's, I think, careers have kind of gone up and up through Twitch.
There's a real culture for it. A local duo here to us is a Funkin' English. Their online presence has just gone crazy because of Twitch, and they're being, you know, connected with by people all around the world. And
people can pay you, throw tokens at you.
Tenner,
20 quid, whatever. I was like, I feel like I missed the boat here, but actually no, it's fine. I've just been waiting to get back to work. But if anybody wants to get in contact with you, what is the best way to check you guys out? It's via the website, is it?
Yep, so we've got apreskibands.com, we've got our Facebook page, and we've got our Instagram, and apreskibands.com is the main email that will bring anything towards me and Rich. Yeah, that's us. That's how you can get hold of us. Yeah.
Wicked. Okay, lovely. So people can go by the website or I suppose, and check you guys out. If they feel that they want to be that band or that DJ that can potentially come out summers, winters, whatnot, then make sure you've put your best foot forward, send you the right information, and who knows where they, you know, see you in the Alps, basically, is where this could lead to.
Exactly, then we'll lure you out here as well, and then you'll be out here for longer than you realise. Yeah, all of a sudden 10 years has gone.
Mate, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been lovely to catch up with you.
Thank you for having me, Eliza. Love what you do and love everything that you're representing and standing for. So, yeah, it's been a real privilege to be a part of it. I'm so pleased we've been able to finally coordinate.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate, and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love, and good vibes always. See you next week.